We're on?
You can always go and take a break if you like.
Are we on?
We're on.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, we mess up every once in a while. That's for sure. But they do too. And one of my favorite ones is when that judge, or not judge, but when that attorney stood in front of the judge and said, "Your Honor, there's no real estate involved in this. It's trespass." Okay. The judge kept a straight face. And then, but anyway, in the wrap up here, Mr. Jones says, he says, quite frankly, this is a court of record, and the judge says, "So what?" And we use that against him later on. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what? We quoted him in the contempt, and the judge says, "It's a court of record. We're making a record. Thank you." Okay. And then Jones says, "And that's very defined in any law dictionary as how it will be run." And the judge says, "Well, I'm telling you, the California rules of court regulate the way we run. Thank you." "Okay. Thank you, Your Honor. Would you please give notice?" And the attorney says, "Yeah, he will. He'll give notice of the next hearing."
Yeah, big change. Big change in the demeanor.
You see the first versus the last.
That's what you get. That's the norm, right?
Yes.
There.
Yes, it is. So this stuff works. Another time, another little war story. A guy was calling me with questions and so forth, and he had defaulted the enemy, and the judge came along and removed the default and set a pretrial conference date. And so what we did is we issued an order vacating the judge's order, and we also ordered the judge to never again file an order in this court. Okay? And so a little less than a month went by, or about a month, and I got this desperate call from the plaintiff, and he didn't know what to do. And I said, "Do what? About what?" And he says, "Well, there's a pretrial conference in 2 days." And I said, "Well, we took that off calendar." And he says, "No." He says, "This is a different one." And I said, "Well, how'd that happen?" And so, what the story came out was that the judge had written up a new order. Now, remember, we didn't order him not to make an order. We ordered him not to file an order. Okay? So the judge wrote up a new order. And then he put a cover letter on it and mailed the cover letter and the order to the sovereign plaintiff, and the cover letter instructed the sovereign plaintiff to file the order, which he did by sovereign authority. The judge's order got filed by sovereign authority. And you understand that now, don't you? So it ended up that the... anyway, once I got the picture, I said, "Okay, well, that called for a writ of error. In other words, there's an error in procedure. That order had been accidentally filed, and so we issued another order removing it again and taking it off calendar." But it showed that we were on the right path. And this was back in the days when we were still much less confident of this process. And here, this judge was pussyfooting around trying to figure out, and he did get around, you know, and he was still safe.
So it means he knew more about this than...
Well, federal judges are far more better educated than state judges in that area. In fact, in the state, you either get a judge who has a lot of gray hair, you know, back from the old days when they were better educated, or you have the appellate and Supreme Court justice. They are better educated. They understand.
But this guy obviously did not understand at the beginning of this, and what you did was mm-hmm. to sidestep that whole sovereignty that they... This faction will try this.
Sure.
Just bypassed that and went right into the heart of it.
Right.
And he was stuck in it.
What happened was that the plaintiff had some help from somebody, and they filed what they thought was a common law suit. Okay? They made a good attempt, but it was really, really bad. Okay? So... we had to put in, and they'd been served already, So we were trying to figure out how we could recover from this and up the quality. That's what the First Amendment action was about. Well, when the other side demurred, then that became our opportunity. So when the judge rejected the demurrer, we're saying, no, we want to revise it. Thank you very much, So when we vacated the judge's decision, that's in this thing, and then we issued a brand new decision, and we granted the demurrer in part and denied in part, okay? And that gave us our opportunity to, and we issued a court order ordering the plaintiff to revise it, to amend it, and file it. So it was actually a court order.
So that happened because they filed the demurrer?
Yeah.
Well, how does that give you the opportunity to revise it?
The judge was going to rule against it, but they took offense with what the judge was planning on ruling.
We went the reverse route here. Yeah. See, normally a demurrer comes in, I'm talking about the normal setting, not common law. Normally, you do some sort of action. The opposing attorney criticizes whatever your form, okay? And so then you go back, you revise the suit, and so forth. But what the judge did, he said, no, we're not going to allow the demurrer because this really looks okay to me. You know, there's enough there, we're not going to do the demurrer. And we were saying, wait a minute, no. We want the demurrer because that is our permission to, you know.
Put in the door and redo the
mess. Mm-hmm. So then when we did the First Amendment action, and anyway, we finally got it settled. Yeah. You know. It was fun.
What's the definition of demurrer?
That means that, well, in a lawsuit, you have an answer. And in the answer to the action, you deal with both the facts and the law. But in a demurrer, you're saying the facts are okay. It's the law that needs fixing. And so in a demurrer, you argue law only, which means you automatically agree that the facts are right. Now, the attorneys use the demurrer as a tool to make the other side rework their action. But that's because they don't understand what a demurrer is. Because that when they do a demurrer, it's like slam dunk for us. Because now we say, oh, thank you very much for saying we're right. Our facts are all right. Well, all we have to do is fix the law if the law is wrong. See? And it's the facts that are important. You know? You can probably find a rule that helps you somewhere, but those facts are... That's essential. That's really the first step in your case.
That's the meat of the whole darn
yeah,
thing.
And when they're saying you're absolutely right, you know.
Facts are all correct.
Yeah. Now I'm going to show you something else here. Let's see. I guess let's see how we do here. Okay. Well.
Can I have a question?
Yeah.
You know, if a judge asks you if you're guilty or not guilty and you don't want to plea, how do you get around that?
Didn't I explain that earlier?
I missed it.
Okay. What it is, when the judge... Well, first of all, you let it go too far. You should have counterclaimed way before that, okay? But if you're at that point and the judge says, you are accused of violating code section so-and-so and so-and-so, how do you plead guilty, not guilty, or no contest? And what you say is, I object to the whole thing. Because if you do any of the pleadings, you have accepted the law. The code is a law. And you don't want to, because in your sovereign capacity, you are not subject to code. But if you volunteer to be subject to code, they will proceed against you.
But he has already filed the proper stuff, meaning I'm one of the people and in this court of record and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't read it. He walks in. And
well, that's their problem if
no,
they haven't read it.
That is true. But the way it happens in real life, they're like, guilty or guilty, I don't have time for you. Get out of my face. This type, what is his reaction? I mean, I have...
Well, don't get excited. Just say, I still object.
You stay... When he says, enter a plea, you say, I object?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you say, I object to the whole system.
Okay.
And why do I object? It's all in my paperwork I filed. We have a nice little, on the website itself, we have a nice little a nice little write-up on what to say when you're in front of a judge.
In any case, they're very forceful in this first minutes, and they don't allow you to say too much, and you object or don't object. They're like really...
Yeah. That's why he's saying you want to take away the power and become the plaintiff immediately before it ever gets to the court.
What I've done, and it's worked in my case, is that when I go to court, and I said I wanted to come to the seminar to understand more, I kind of thought I had an understanding, but now I know more, obviously. But what I would do, and I did it for 8 months, I got a speeding ticket. So every time I would have to go to my arraignment, I would tell the judge, excuse me, I'm sorry, I'm not an attorney. I don't understand law, and I'm looking for an attorney. Can I please have a month? Mm-hmm. They said, well, we can't. We'll give you 2 weeks. Okay, well, thank you very much. 2 weeks come, same thing. I did that for 8 months. I actually went to two judges. Because at the same time, you're hoping that they say no. Say, okay, thank you. You come back and you violate my due process. Boom. Another lawsuit right there.
I wanted to follow up some information. With a traffic ticket, I actually went to court and wrote my objection, wrote it out, and indicated that I had not been operating in commerce. And when I approached the bench, I was friendly, and the commissioner said, well, how do you plead? And I said, well, before I make any plea, I want to object, and here's my written objection. And she looked at it, and she said, well, and I objected to jurisdiction. I had created a case. I'd filed a counterclaim. Mm-hmm. So I gave him a copy of the counterclaim filing. And she was kind of stunned. She said, well, our jurisdiction is everywhere. And I laughed, and I said, you know better than I do what jurisdiction means. You know as well as I do that you know what jurisdiction means, and that's not what I'm talking about. And she said, well, I guess I'll have to give this to the head commissioner, and that was the end of that. Mm-hmm. So now she's included in the suit because she continued with the case, and I had to appear anyway. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. It doesn't matter. She could have done whatever she did, but I stuck to my objection.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, look, when you do a counterclaim, they are now under your jurisdiction, and they cannot proceed until they prove their jurisdiction to your court. And if they do proceed, then we've done different techniques. Like one of the things we've done is we've simply given them a notice of unlawful proceeding, okay, and explained in the notice why it is. Now, this is not an affidavit. It's not a motion. It's not anything. It's just sharing information with them. You guys are getting your tail in a ringer, all right? And so that's one thing we've done. Another thing we've done is we've issued a direct order. You are in contempt of court, of our court. Because you're in our jurisdiction, you have not proven your jurisdiction, and the case law supports us that you are acting without authority. Your authority is ripped away from you when the question comes up, and it stays ripped away from you until you reestablish it through proof. So you have their jurisdiction, so now's the time to issue writs of error. And remember the difference between serving and filing. You file papers in your own court, but you serve the other court. When you serve the other court, you just simply go to the clerk and say, we're serving your court. Drop it on the counter and walk off. You don't have to get a receipt or anything else. Of course, you have a process server do it, and then the process server files a proof of service that this was done, okay, in your own court. So some people get confused between serving and filing, okay? Filing is when you're registering with your own clerk the papers in your own court. Serving is when you're after your target.
Can we take a short break?
Sure, about time, I guess. What do you... Okay. In the meantime, I'm going to look for procedure. What do you do when you're in front of a judge?
So most of this was already up on the website page.
Yeah.
Oh, I understand.
But not today's stuff.
Yeah, but isn't it nice getting to hear the how-to?
Yes, ma'am.
Department.
Okay.
Okay, we're taking a break. Right?
Okay. Actually, I'm starting to float away myself.
So the procedure would be like in the first place.
Yeah, we've been doing. We're not finished. We got more. I mean, I've been kind of straying from the path because we made so much good progress. But is it about 7 or 8?
7:35.
Okay, I got to get back on track because now we're starting
to drift.
Yeah, we're drifting. I have more.
I got to start deleting some audio.
Serving is the police. What did you say serving was?
Serving is when you attack the opposition. You say, hey, here's a paper. Show up. Filing is when you go to the clerk and say, would you put this in my record?
Okay. Very